I have a blockbuster show for you today. You're going to get a lot of information about vaccine injured court. Did you know there was a thing? Some people don't even know there is a thing. Does it cost money? We're going to get involved with that and talk to you about that. We're going to talk about ingredients that are found in vaccines, and we're talking about childhood vaccines, and it's shocking. But the most thing that like really upset me was the vaccine injuries from COVID-19, because the things we're discussing on that really fired me up. So this show, I really need you to like, share, and subscribe. I need it to be shared far and wide, because we have a lot of good information. We have resources of where you can go and look for information yourself and how you can apply or deal with vaccine injured court, or do you even qualify for that? I mean, there's so much information in this episode that I need you to help me share this far and wide. We need to get this information out. Please go to my website, and I could really use some angel investors in the show. So if you believe in what I'm doing, please go to theambermayshow.com and click the donate button and donate 5, 10, 20 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever you can, because I could really use some financial support from you. Become an angel investor. You can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. Visit the promo section on the website, because I have partnered with patriotic businesses to help save you money, and they help support the Amber May Show. So please go do that. And while you're there, try out some swag from the Amber May Show. I have some beautiful cups that I think you might like. So it's an important show. Join me on Telegram. We always offer more content there. And you can find me at The Amber May Show on Telegram. So, without further ado, I have a lot of information coming up right now for you. Show. I told you guys we're going to hit on a very important topic. This is something that I don't know a whole lot about. That's why I have the experts come on the show. But I know that this is going to really help a lot of people. So what I need from you as my fellow deplorables is I need you to share this far and wide, because this is going to help a lot of people, I think. There, you can't put a dollar sign on injury, but at least it could help with something. Maybe it keeps the house copacetic and money can flow without someone having to work like 3 or 4 or 5 thousand jobs, or whatever the case might be. Maybe pay some medical bills. So joining me today, I have an attorney with me who deals with the vaccine injured court, and her name is Jessica Wallace. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you so much, because what you're doing is so important. So I kind of want to give, most of my viewers are very savvy people and they probably already know this, but there are some people that tune in for the first time and don't know some of this information. So back in the 80s, Ronald Reagan signed into law that we can no longer sue pharmaceutical manufacturers. So if we get injured from their vaccines, we can't go and sue them directly. However, the government set up a system to where if you get injured, you can get payment from the federal government. That's where you come in, and you can kind of walk us through that. So, Jessica, what do you have for us today? Walk us through this whole vaccine injured court, because this is new to a lot of people.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was created in the 1980s. There was a lot of injuries to children from the DPT vaccine. That's, I think, what started it. And the pharmaceutical companies were being sued and their liabilities exceeded their profits. And so some of the vaccine manufacturers were pulling out of the market. So in order to stabilize the market and also to compensate those who were injured, National Vaccine Injury Act was signed. National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act was signed, and it gave the vaccine manufacturers immunity, and it allowed parents I think at the time it started for kids, but now it's kind of developed and it's for adults too, you know, to file in this program for compensation. And the purpose, it was supposed to be, you know, swift compensation, swift justice for these people who were injured. And that's, you know, so that's what the program does. It also, in part of the damages, it allows for the attorney's fees to be paid. So there's no attorney's fees or costs that are paid by the petitioners or, you know, the individuals who are suing. And, so, and
no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and in every case, when I say suing, really every case, the respondent or, you know, defendant, the respondent is the United States, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So you're not suing the doctor, you're not suing the administrator, you're not suing the manufacturer. There could be an avenue for some of that down the line. I mean, but when you go into the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the respondent is the Department of Health and Human Services or the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Is this across the board from California to New York, or does it vary between states?
No, it's a national program. So the program is administered by the Office of Special Masters, which is inside of the United States Court of Federal Claims in D.C.
Okay.
So an attorney like me, licensed in Florida, can represent people from all over the country. And that's true for other, for other attorneys too. Attorneys licensed in New York can just as well, you know, represent everybody with a vaccine injury.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Not COVID.
Okay, so there's a difference. We're talking about vaccines like the flu vaccine, childhood mm-hmm. vaccines. We're talking about those kind of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how does that vary, differ from COVID?
So COVID is a pandemic vaccine. And so there's another program that was set up. It's called the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, or the CICP. And so that's right now, that's where COVID injuries have to go. It's different. You don't need an attorney. If you were to get an attorney, you would have to pay the attorney hourly, or you get into some kind of contingency fee agreement. But I, as far as I know, all of the vaccine injury attorneys that I know are, we may have a couple cases here and there. Excuse me, but they're staying away from the COVID vaccines because this program, the CICP, historically has not paid out many people, and it's a very high standard of proof. So for the CICP, you have to have direct proof that the vaccine caused the injury. And some people think, well, yeah, I have direct proof. I was healthy and now I'm like totally debilitated. But no, it's got to be with like reliable scientific medical literature papers. And so when the studies aren't done to show that there can be injury, it's going to be very hard to meet that threshold.
What about the VAERS report? Wouldn't that help the case of being injured?
They consider VAERS to be a passive reporting system. So even in the VICP, I mean, we do cite to VAERS, you know, our experts do use certain information from VAERS and literature that was authored based off of VAERS numbers and things, but it's considered a passive reporting system. So, and I mean, the government's still saying, CDC and everybody's still saying, you should get your COVID vaccine. We still recommend it. We recommend it for kids. We recommend the booster. You know, they just talked about this at the most recent ACCV meeting. It's the Advisory Commission on Childhood Vaccines. And they just went over this just earlier this month.
It's unbelievable for me. Okay, so that's terrible news for all the millions of people that got the shot. And I am hearing stories galore from people who have double vision, who have ringing in the ears constantly, who can't, like, there's so many debilitations out there, which makes it hard to function and to have a job. They were fine before they got the COVID shot. This supposedly safe and effective one is giving people hundreds of not like millions of people out there with problems. And then you look at the VAERS report and it was a massive spike in 2020. Massive. It wasn't little, it was massive. And they still, this really ticks me off because there's a lot of people that got hurt, people that can't have babies, people who are struggling with their fertility, people who are having heart issues, can we sue them? Like, can we sue the manufacturers? I mean, this was an experiment. People weren't given all the information. How do the COVID people deal with this? If they've been, is there an avenue for them?
The avenue right now is the CICP. That's the avenue. And the thing is that they've only, I think they've, and you know, the numbers change, so it's a pretty fluid situation here, but I think it was like 30 something claims that have been reviewed, and there's only one, I believe, that they're looking at, you know, that they've said should be eligible for compensation for the CICP for the COVID vaccine. But there's like 9,500 that are still in line waiting to be reviewed. So, you know, it's hard. That right now, that's the avenue. I know that there are groups like that are trying to get the COVID vaccine into the VICP, but you know, we don't know. Like, first, the CICP has a very short statute of limitations. It's 1 year from the date you received the vaccine that caused the injury. So,
For the VICP, the vaccine, and
no, the
or the
CICP. The
CICP.
CICP for the COVID vaccine, it's 1 year from the date that you received the vaccine that you allege caused the injury. So that's a very short statute of limitations. And so you have to file in the CICP by that 1 year deadline.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, we don't know. Okay, well, if you file in the CICP and then let's say something happens and the COVID vaccines go into the VICP, are you going to be precluded? We
You
don't know,
shouldn't
you
be.
know.
This has
No.
been the biggest scam on the world. I mean, my God, it was an experiment. They knew nothing about it. It's changing your DNA. That is what's been proven by doctors that have been looking at this. It's not just a vaccine. It's changed your DNA. Even the World Economic Forum have said that. It doesn't change what you're doing, it changes you. I can go on and on with this one because that fires me up. Oh my God, if I didn't have like energy, I have it now because now I'm pumped up and fired up because this COVID has been the biggest scam. But one thing that's come out of it is I have learned that they use fetal cell tissues in the vaccines. And it's not just that vaccine, it's in several. Someone gave me a list of ingredients. It's called the Vaccine Excipient and Media Summary. Excipients include U.S. vaccines, bi vaccines. I think this is from a government website. And what I found to be very disturbing is they use formaldehyde in these vaccines. What do you know about that you can share with us about as you're, you know, helping people with these vaccine injuries and some of the things that stood out to you as you're working on some cases?
Well, the vaccine ingredients, I don't know that that plays such a part in what we do in vaccine injury court, unless there's an allergy. That's kind of, you know, where that would come in. I would say where the ingredients really come in is when, like, at the firm at Seery & Glinstad, we help people with medical exemptions. That's not. And so that's where that would come in. Like, if we're looking at, you know, what do you have an allergy to a vaccine component? You know, that's where the excipient list and the ingredients kind of come into play more, I would
Because
say.
I have found out from this lady who gave this information to me, she's worked as a patient advocate. She's helped write legislation. She's very familiar with the vaccine program, the vaccines, and the ingredients. There's monkey parts in here, there's canine parts in here, there's the aborted fetal cell tissues that are in here, there's formaldehyde in here. I mean, these. Why would we want to put this stuff in our body? So it this whole idea is just like it's mind-blowing to me because these people are exempt from getting sued and they're putting these things in our body. Like who would sign up and say, "Yeah, please, please, please put formaldehyde in my body, please, right now. Let's get that in there." That's what we embalm dead people in. Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, And what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So like it's mind-blowing to me that this is even a thing that they're putting in people's bodies. And since I was a child till my children, they've expanded the vaccine protocols. There are way more vaccines now than there were back then. Even people with the flu, I've talked to a woman with, she was a respiratory therapist in the hospital. She got the flu vaccine and suddenly it debilitated her. She couldn't work anymore. And she suffered ever since. And now she's on Social Security disability. So she can't do her profession anymore because of the flu vaccine.
So depending on when she got it, she may have been eligible to file in the VICP, in the regular program.
So walk us through that. What is that like? What do my viewers, listeners need to know about the VIC, vaccine injured something, something?
Vaccine injury compensation program is the okay. VICP. if you have been injured or you think you've been injured by a vaccine, you know, the first thing you should do is reach out. You don't need an attorney. It's not required that you have an attorney to go through this program, but it is a litigated process. So, you know, you may want to reach out. There's certain things that an attorney can tell you, you know, what, even early on, you know, there are some requirements that you need in order to be able to file in the VICP. The statute of limitations is 3 years from the onset of symptoms, but typically the onset of symptoms is in close proximity to the vaccine. You know, if it's not, and it's a year later, you kind of have a problem then connecting that back to the vaccine. So there's that. There's also, you know, some vaccines are not covered. Shingles vaccines, certain pneumonia vaccines, the ones that are recommended for children are covered, and adults get those too, but there's other ones that they give to adults that aren't covered. So that's something that I don't think people know. And then they call us and we're like, well, which one did you get? You know, and we're like, I'm sorry, that one's not covered. You know, so then there's a big population of people that, you know, miss out on being able to, I guess they could sue the manufacturer, but they're not eligible for VICP because they haven't received the covered vaccine.
Well, can they sue the manufacturer after that law in the 1980s?
For the vaccines that aren't covered, technically they can if they can find somebody to take their claim, you know, that. Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Right. Because if you're not suing in the VICP for the injury, you know, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. So there's also certain medical records you need to have. Well, and there's a severity requirement. So you have to have either 6 months of the injury, that the injury's affected you for more than 6 months, or you've had hospitalization and surgery. So those are the two ways you can meet, you know, the severity requirements, even be able to file. So even if you get an arm injury, but it resolves within 4 months, you're not going to be eligible, you know, to file because you haven't met the severity requirement then. If you return to normal in 4 months, you know, basically.
So for that 4 months, while I've been injured and haven't maybe been able to work at my highest capacity, or maybe I can't work, and I have all these medical bills now, I'm not going to get compensated because I'm better. I mean, thank God I'm better, right? Praise God I'm better, but this all seems so backwards to me. I don't know. Am I the only one that feels this way? Do you, when you talk to people, do they feel like I feel, or am I like in the minority with all this?
I don't know. I mean, I think the people that are calling us, we're trying to help them and figure it
Sure.
out. So yeah, I mean, they're upset, they're upset. They're having their life has been turned around, a lot of them, they're in severe pain. They don't know which direction to go in. So, I mean, somehow they found out about the program. I don't, know how, some because the government's supposed to be letting people know about the program. And I think more people know about it now after COVID than they did before, because I can tell you, I had a personal experience with a pediatrician who had no idea that vaccines cause injuries. I mean, that appalled me. I was like, because he asked me, what did I do? And I said, I'm an attorney. What kind of an attorney are you? A vaccine injury attorney. He's like, oh, vaccines cause injuries. This is a pediatrician, a mainstream pediatrician.
Jessica, I'm right there with you. I took my kids in to my pediatrician. You take them for their well checks. I'm hearing this chatter from moms about their kids being vaccine injured. I don't know much about this, brand new mom. So I go to my pediatricians and I say, hey, there's these moms saying that their kids are autistic after getting the vaccines. Is this true? They're like, no, that's not true. Vaccines are safe. You don't get injured from vaccines. I said, well, did you give your kids the vaccines? Of course, I gave my kids a vaccine. So I'm thinking, okay, I this man is in medicine, been doing this his career. He studied this stuff. Surely he's not, misinforming me. And then COVID happened. And now I'm like, these moms weren't crazy. This is a real thing that can happen. And my doctor said the same thing. Said the same thing. And now I'm just like frustrated because I feel like the doctors are not being told the truth, maybe in medical school, maybe, they're trying to like skirt around it. I don't know, maybe. I don't know who pays the medical schools. I don't know if they get money from pharmaceuticals. I don't know if it's just straight from tuition. I have no idea, but I feel like there should be more done, more studies done in medical school when regarding this vaccine, because that's what they push you. Every physician that deals with children push you for these vaccines. And now COVID-19 blew the gasket, and now it is definitely a for sure thing. You can get injured by a vaccine. So, what made you start going down this road as an attorney? You could have been any kind of attorney you wanted. Why did you pick this?
So I graduated law school in like 2007, and then I started to work for an attorney. I wanted to be a criminal defense attorney. That's what I
Look
wanted to
at
do.
you.
Actually, funny enough, when I first started college, I wanted to do pharmaceutical research. That's what I wanted to do in when I first
Really?
started college. But then, I'm like, okay, I'm getting started going down the law path, and I'm like, I wanted to be a criminal defense attorney. But I graduated and I started working for an attorney that had done this kind of work. I've never even questioned vaccines. I mean, I actually had a personal, so I had a child while working for this attorney, and in the beginning, I started vaccinating her, and she had a vaccine reaction. She had seizures after her 2 month vaccines. But I was just starting to learn about, I was just starting to learn about all this. So I took her in to the doctor, and I'm like, I think, I don't know, it's just, her arms are flailing out, and she had what's called the DTaP scream, and any mom who has heard the DTaP scream will know that that just is burned into your mind. But again, I was young and new at, at learning all this. So after that happened, I was like, that's it. This became my passion. This became because I had that personal involvement. I mean, I loved doing what I was doing before that happened. I felt like it was my passion work. And then that happened, and it just changed, my whole point of view. And I mean, it really just solidified that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I think once you become a parent, it changes your heart. And then, because you know how much you love your own child, and anytime you hear of any other child getting hurt, like you could, it gets straight to the heartstrings. And anytime I hear of any child getting hurt, I put myself in those parents' shoes and what they must be going through and what they must be feeling. And And I'm all about saving the kids. I want to save the children. And I think it's a special bond we have as parents with one another that we want to protect. I want to protect your kids. I hope you think the same about protecting my kids, because there's no other relationship out there like there is with the parent-child relationship. I don't care what your child does, there's nothing that can ever really sever that love that you have for that child. And that had to be a very scary moment for you. And praise God, I guess you probably stopped it right after that, so she didn't get all the other ones, because I'm hearing that the MR, no, what was it? The M, what was it?
The MMR.
MMR, yes, caused a lot of autism. Like, what's the most common complaint you hear from parents when they're calling you for help for the vaccine injuries?
We hear a lot of, there was a time I would say where I received a lot of calls about the infant deaths. Those are like the hardest, you know what I mean? Because the court really, it's a very tough case with the court these days, is those in the infant deaths. And so, you know, but those, the thing is, the stories are the same over and over when the moms tell the stories.
The
Back in
same? Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
they're very similar. They have these very similar, you know, that they got the baby vaccinated, and then they took the baby home, and the baby was cranky, and he wouldn't eat, and some other things that, you know, and then they put them in the bed with them to try and soothe them, and when they wake up, the baby's dead. You know, and it's like you hear the same story over and over, you know, that it's the same thing even in the seizure cases when you have the babies, like, and I personally went through it. So then you have them telling you know, that they saw leg jerking, or that they had the scream, that you would never, inconsolable crying, all of these different, you know, symptoms and things. I think back, you know, I'm not saying that that people don't claim that the vaccines cause their child's autism now. I think they do, but I feel like we don't get that many calls. I guess, you know, people know. I don't know if people know, you know, that those are the court basically determined that they don't cause autism. And so we can't really bring those claims in the court, in the vaccine injury court.
Or
So.
maybe parents don't know this even court existed, because to be honest with you, before COVID, I didn't know it existed. I really didn't. And then you
Yeah.
have to wonder, if there's no such thing as vaccine injuries, then why is there money available for families that are vaccine injured? So clearly there is something that happens after a vaccine to where it would warrant the government to give some kind of money. But it seems like, well, at least with the COVID one, it's pretty hard. Is it that hard with the childhood vaccines? Or if I get a vaccine that's one of these childhood vaccines, is it super hard to prove your case, or what's that like?
It depends. It depends. So there's certain injuries that they consider table injuries. Like if you get a flu vaccine and you get Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it happens within the time frame. So let's say you get a flu vaccine, and you start having symptoms within 3 to 42 days after the vaccine of, you know, neurological deficits and tingling, numbness, and you get your diagnosis of GBS. That's considered a table injury, and it's, you know, one that should be compensated more quickly, you know, kind of moves through the program more quickly. When you have the vaccines that are not ta when you have the cause and fact cases, and the ones that aren't table injuries, like the infants who have, you know, these seizure disorders and things of that nature, it becomes more difficult, and it's a lengthy process.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested?
I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing at that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you wanna lose weight and you wanna have a beautiful looking face, or if you have anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May,
and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss.
It's because of a mutual friend of ours that I was actually connected with you. Michael, the artist, the Commander's artist, he's a friend of yours, and he's done some work for you. He's designed the logos on this show. And the Commander's artist, he's a great guy, isn't he? He speaks very highly of you.
Now, Michael is a terrific American patriot. And if anybody, I hope that you will promote his website and him. He does, the artwork that he does is very, very patriotic. And one of my sort of big things with Michael is Michael came into my life through this political persecution journey that my family and I went through. And he stepped up in a big way to help us raise some money for our legal defense. And Michael and I have become very good friends, and he's a terrific, faithful man, and I love him.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
You know, so you file the claim, and then you have to file all medical records. Medical records are so important. That's the one thing. If I could tell people, you know, even if they are vaccinating their kids or for whatever reason, medical records are so important. Doctors sometimes do not write everything down. So you can be complaining about something and it's not in the medical record. And then let's just say there's a case later on and the mom's like, yes, we took it into the doctor because we said this and that. It's not in the medical record. And that becomes challenging. So I guess I would just say, you know, get copies of the medical records, check through them, especially if your child is having some kind of issues, to make sure that they're documenting properly what's going on with your child.
Wow. But,
yeah. So anyway, so the cause and fact cases can take a long time. You file, you know, the respondent's going to give you their position. You're going to get expert reports. You go around several rounds of expert reports. You have an entitlement hearing. And while that sounds like a fast process, it can take several years.
What is the first step that someone needs to take in order to get their case going?
Is there
a website they need to go to, or what? How do they get started with doing the vaccine injury?
I mean, I would say call an attorney, you know, whether it's us or some other or another attorney, I would just say call an attorney because they'll help you through that process. The court's website does have a lot of resources, though. So let's just say somebody's calling and they can't get an attorney to take their case. There's on the court's website, which is the United States Court of Federal Claims, and you would click on, I think, where it says vaccine claims. And it'll give you lots of information for like a pro se petitioner. So they'll give you samples, you know. I'm not suggesting that's the best way to go, you know, because again, it is a litigated process. You have the Department of Justice on the other side, attorneys from the Department of Justice defending the cases for HHS. So it is, you know, a litigation, and you should have somebody who understands the process and how it works. You know, you should have somebody on your side trying to help you through that. Also, medical records, you got to gather all your medical records from 3 years prior to when you received the vaccine. So you have to, you know, get all of those medical records.
What's your website?
So it's Siri and Glimstad LLP. That's the law firm.
How do you spell it?
It's S-I-R-I, and then Glimstad is G-L-I-M-S-T-A-D. So the website is www.siriSIRILLP.com. Pretty sure that's it.
That's just like, hey, Siri.
Yeah,
remind like, hey, me Siri. To buy milk tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's easy to remember.
The website is like SiriLLP.com. Yeah.
Because I'm going to add this to the show notes so people can click on that. Mm-hmm. If they choose not to use your website or your firm, what do they need to look for? Like, is there a specific like vaccine injured attorney they need to just look out for?
Well, there's a list. So There's a list on the court's website that I was saying, the United States Court of Federal Claims has a list of attorneys that are able to practice in the Court of Federal Claims. They go by state. They break out the attorneys by state. But again, you don't need somebody in your state, you know, because it's a national program. So it's not uncommon that people have attorneys that live in different states. I mean, it's probably...
I think they should call you, Jessica. That's what I think.
We would love for them to call us. We have a team of, you know, attorneys that are dedicated to the vaccine injury practice. We have in-house medical staff, or, you know, medical paralegals that have medical background, legal nurses. So, you know, and we would love to have, you know, we would love to help people who are injured.
It's just unbelievable as I'm like looking through this, this list of ingredients and the things that we've been putting in our bodies, not knowing any better, right. And not realizing that it could violate our religious beliefs, like this fetal cell line. I'm sorry, but that really violates my religious belief. And now I put that in my body, and it's terrible. There's African green monkey kidney that's in some of them with the smallpox vaccine. I mean, this is just unbelievable. This lady told me that they even have canine stuff in here. It's just like, it's just unbelievable. So
I don't know every list from the CDC. So it's not like you're reading something off of some random website. I believe that's from the CDC.
I think so. It's either that or the FDA. Mm-hmm. It's one of those two that I'm getting this information from. And what the lady did for me, she highlighted all the things, and it went by like things that are poisonous to us, animal parts, human parts, and then she color coded it for me so it's easier for me to see. And it's just like, holy cow is all I can think about, is like, wow, this has been injecting into all of us and we didn't know better. I don't know everything there is to know about what you do for a living and how you help people. And I don't want to miss something that might be very important for my viewers and listeners to know. So is there anything that I missed asking that you think is really important that people need to know?
I just think, you know, that, well, like I said, medical records, knowing what's in your medical records, you know, even if you're an adult and you get a shoulder injury, that's a very common injury in the program, is that it's called SERVA, shoulder injury related to vaccine administration. And, you know, sometimes you go in and they report the pain or they report things. And again, the doctors don't really put the right notes in there. So really making sure that your medical if you think that you've been injured by a vaccine, making sure that the doctors are properly documenting what you're saying, and reaching out to an attorney or somebody who can help you on that course. I mean, we have people contact us at all stages. We have people who have contacted us literally within days of having a problem, and we kind of just monitor their case. And once they meet the severity requirement, then we can, you know, take their claim and file their claim. We have people that are in the worst part of their injury, and they're contacting us then. And we have people who, you know, maybe have already recovered, but are contacting us about what happened in the past. So you can contact an attorney at any point.
So Jessica, I want to ask you, are you familiar with the documentarist Andy Wakefield? Because he was a physician, and not only a physician, but he was a pediatrician in England. And he started finding out about vaccine injuries from his patients. And then he started looking into it. I'm so grateful for him, because you know how you had your story with and I had mine, and I'm not saying that these doctors are bad people. I'm just saying they didn't know better. That's why, like, goes back to education. We need to educate. Are you familiar with him? Because he's come up with some amazing documentaries.
Yeah, and I believe he was a GI. He was a gastrointestinal doctor.
I thought he was a pediatrician.
I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong, but I think he might have done GI work. But anyway, and he's got some. There's been a couple of documentaries that he's made, and I think so. One of them is called 1986, The Act, or The Act 1986, and that's a really good one, for a good documentary for parents to watch. You know, first, it's really more of it, but that's a very good one. Then he did another one, Vax. There was Vax, the first one, and then there was Vax 2, The People's Truth. Those are eye-opening documentaries, and I've seen them all.
Wow.
So
that's incredible. Yeah, I think he does phenomenal work, and I'm grateful that my friend Clay had him on his Reawaken America tour, and that's how I found him. I have learned so much from that Reawaken America tour, because God has just brought a whole bunch of professionals together, and they were able to go and just educate the people from state to state to state, and I get to stream it on my platform, and I've been to some of them. So that's how I found Andy Wakefield. So I encourage you guys to look there. Is there any other resources out there that you get excited or recommend as far as finding out more about this vaccine injury stuff?
Well, yeah. So ICANN, the Informed Consent Action Network, on their website, they have something called the Vaccine Safety Debate. And that was an exchange that happened where ICANN wrote a letter to the Health and Human Services saying, you know, please give us all of your studies that show that vaccines are safe and effective, and that they it might have had the autism in it, that they don't cause autism. I haven't looked at the paper in a while. So anyway, HHS wrote back and said, here's all of our studies that show that vaccines are safe and effective. And then ICANN and its attorneys through Siri and Glimstad went through all of the studies, and they put together the reply. The reply is really the document. I mean, you want to read the whole exchange, but sure. The reply goes through the studies that HHS produced and basically says, nope, none of your vaccines were tested against a placebo, except for one, but there's a caveat there. And, you know, it's an amazing paper for people who are, you know, questioning or thinking or just want to know more about this topic or want to see the other side of this topic. It's definitely a paper that I share, you know, that I know is there and I share with people.
And where do I find that again? Because I'm going to put that on the
that's
show
on
notes.
ICANN's website. So that's the Informed Consent Action Network.
ICANN?
Yeah.
Okay.
Informed Consent Action Network. And it's on there. I think you go to Get Informed, and then you'll see it's called like the Vaccine Safety Debate.
Okay.
And
perfect.
And there's that whole, you know, there's that exchange there.
Because I like to document as much as I can, so it's really easy for people to click and point and get their information.
Yeah,
I didn't know about it.
I'm looking at you, so I don't know where it is right now. But
no, it's okay. As long as I can point them to the website, people can find that information. I just like to have it there so people can click on it and look at it.
So I mean, that website, besides that paper, that website has a lot of information on different, you know, COVID-19 itself, employment. I mean, I know you're going to find a lot there that might be, you know, that you're going to be like, wow, that's a lot of information.
But, perfect.
Yeah, definitely for the childhood vaccines, that paper is something that people should read.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't. You know, you don't know what you don't know. You hear one thing and then your doctor tells you another, and it's very confusing.
Yeah.
And most of us have to work, and then after work we have all the homework or running to our kids to schools. And so we're just trusting the professionals, because we are so busy trying to just keep our lives going with paying the bills and everything and getting the kids where they need to go, that we don't spend the time. We're so exhausted by the end of the day. All you want to do is veg out. The last thing people want to do is go look at the stuff, even though it's so important. Mm-hmm. They're just trusting the experts. And I'm not saying that the experts are trying to misguide them on purpose. Maybe, but probably not. Like my doctor, I wouldn't say he was nefarious and was trying to do it on purpose. I just think he didn't know. I certainly didn't know. So,
I mean, that's their belief. They believe that. I don't think they take the time to look at the other side. There are some doctors out there that do, you know, and we've seen that through COVID, mm-hmm. that these experts who used to, you know, they work for HHS, or these doctors who were very pro-vaccine have mm-hmm. really come out and, you know, are saying, no, wait, this isn't right. And these injuries are happening. And, you know, so there's a lot of, I would say that's the one good thing that came out of COVID, was the awareness that came to so many people in the medical profession, as well as the public, you know, for understanding that vaccine injuries are real.
Dr. Tenpenny was another physician that's been trying to, share this information with the masses. I was gonna say blow the whistle, but I don't think that's the right term for it. She's been trying to share with the masses about the vaccine injuries with the vaccines, And she's tried her very hardest to get that out there. And finally, COVID, and she got connected with Clay and being on the tour, she got to really talk to a lot of people. And that's how she was getting found from podcasters having her on during COVID and also being on the tour. So like you said, there was some good, and some physicians finally got to finally say, hey, we've been looking into this. We're doctors too, and we've been looking into this. And finally, I have a platform or an ear that's willing to hear it now. Maybe before they weren't, but today now they are. So that has been a blessing as well. So Dr. Tenpenny's one, Andy Wakefield's one. This ICANN is another website. And then this Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a great book. So you need to check that out too. They have a lot of information in there. I can't wait to just dive in. I have my highlighter ready to highlight. I bet it's going to like be this big, massive highlighting book. I just can foresee that in my future.
So I guess one other thing I would like to say is that people who are injured by the HPV vaccine, the HPV vaccine is a vaccine that's covered in the vaccine injury program. So you can file there. But there's also been a lot of cases, a lot of the HPV cases have come out of the VICP. That's a whole other story. How do they come out and when they come out, which is why it's good to talk to an attorney, right? To know how you can do all of this. But they've come out of the program and they were filed in civil courts all over the country. So by several different law firms, there were, again, all, there was probably about 50 of them filed, 50 cases filed in different district courts, federal district courts throughout the country. And just recently they got, they were granted an MDL status. So now there
is. What does that mean, MDL?
A multi-district litigation. So all of the cases from all the federal district courts are going to be consolidated, and they're going to go through, they put them to the North Western District of North Carolina. So that's where all of the cases are now going to go through. It's not going to be, you know, I mean, they'll take like a certain couple of cases and try to see if we can prove causation, and, you know, you'll get bigger damages. So those cases are not against HHS. Those are against Merck, the manufacturer of the Gardasil vaccine. This is regarding Gardasil. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you can put poison into people and you can hurt young kids, because fertility means a lot to me. And I really think maybe my infertility issues came from some of these vaccines. And because of the heartache I went through, I don't want it for my kids. And if that's going, if this stuff like this is going to prevent damaging your fertility and the future kids that want to have children growing up, and to avoid all the hardship, because I'll tell you, it was very traumatic. It was very painful physically and emotionally. And I don't want that for any of my children or the children to come. We have a problem with infertility. It's like our infertility seems to be getting worse than getting better. And this is my hypothesis, is it's coming from vaccines. Well, what are some of the most common HPV vaccine injuries that are out there?
So I really, one of the main ones is called POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It's kind of, you know, you get dizzy. It's like a vascular, you know, people get dizzy. They have a lot of fainting. There can be some neurological issues as well. So POTS is one that we see. That was one of the big ones. We see infertility is one of the claims with the Gardasil vaccine for both male and female. We've seen ITP, which is something that people probably have heard with the COVID vaccines, idiopathic thrombocytopenia, PERPA. There's some of that you hear with the COVID vaccines. I mean, there's gastroparesis, which
What's
is
that?
stomach, you know, like your stomach doesn't process and digest right. There's so many different symptoms, kind of like, I have to say that when I was getting the calls for COVID, when I was getting the, cause at one point we were taking lots of calls for COVID, you know, but then when we were giving everybody the information, you know, at no cost, we were telling them about VAERS, we were telling them about VICP, we were telling them about CICP, but it started to take over our entire week. I mean, that's how many calls we were getting. But because I was familiar with, you know, again, I had been doing this kind of work since about 2008. So I had taken a lot of calls back in that during the, you know, 9, 10, whatever that time period for HPV vaccines. And I had said the calls I was getting for COVID, that it just seemed very similar to the calls that I used to get for the HPV, you know, because the symptoms were all over. Like you said, you know, you got people with vision problems or, you know,
myocarditis,
ear, ringing in the ear, all kinds of different things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, you know, Gardasil adverse reaction seem to be, you know, again, all over. They can vary. But I would say, you know, POTS is one of the, is one of the big ones. And we hear infertility. They run the gamut.
Any woman out there, or any man out there that's dealt with infertility issues, they understand the pain that goes along with it. And so if you're so desperate to have children, think again about maybe getting the vaccines, because that's what I'm going to, I think I have problems because of the vaccines. That's what I think. And if I can prevent my kids from that pain, then that's all worth it. You know, if you're worried about your children getting an STD, just sit and talk with them, I guess, is the best. Because this, I'm not a big fan of the HPV. A lot of people went and got it, and now we're seeing problems with that. So there's other ways that we could probably deal with this STD thing besides getting the shot that could potentially hurt your child. So again, that's your choice. I'm all about freedom. So if you want to get these vaccines, of course, get, you know, I'm not going to stop you. I just want to give you the information so that you make the best choice for you. May God bless all of those people out there that have been vaccine injured. And then may God like open up the eyes of our physicians who mean to do well, who go into practicing medicine because they want to heal people and help people. But yeah, I fear that they are learning something that might not exactly be true in school. I think the doctors need to know that there is vaccine injuries. I think the doctors need to know what's inside of these vaccines while they're going through medical school. That way they can make a better determination for their patients. And I don't think they give us enough information at the doctor's office when they want us to sign that form saying we read it, we understand it, because I didn't understand that there was this green monkey kidney cell thing, or, you know, fetal cell tissue or canine stuff or formaldehyde. I didn't understand that it was in there. And so I don't think that I could properly give informed consent. That's that has to be a big thing, right? Do you have to prove informed consent in your court cases?
No, if you're injured, you have to prove that it's more likely than not that the vaccine caused the injury.
That's good, because this stuff, I would have thought I was informed, but obviously I was not. I didn't understand. And so therefore, I don't think I really could have given informed consent with some of the stuff that I know now that I didn't know back then. I think this was super helpful. I encourage every one of my listeners, let me grab the book. I haven't read it yet, but it's on my things to do, is the Real Anthony Fauci book. It's Bill Gates, Big Pharma. It's different than what I'm talking to her about, but they have a lot of information. This is from Robert F. Kennedy about vaccines. So, and about childhood vaccines. There's a lot of facts and figures in here. So if you want to educate yourself, I think this has been a good time, because I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I've learned a lot from COVID-19. As bad as it was, there's a lot of good that did come out of it, because a lot of knowledge has come out from it. And so this is a book I picked up. I need to read it. It's just one of my million things I got to do, as trying to be as informed and giving my viewers and listeners as much information as possible. But I encourage you guys to grab that book. Thank you so much, Jessica, for coming on the program. I really appreciate you today. I think
no
this
problem.
Is
it was nice to meet you. Thank you.
What you're doing, and keep on the good work. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah. And if anyone has any questions, or, you know, they can feel free to reach out to me. My email's on the website there.
Oh, good. Your email. Yeah. So find Jessica if you need help. Jessica, we salute you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey everyone, so I wanted to introduce you to this company that I just happened to find, and you know what, honestly, I don't even think it just happened anymore. I think God just does some incredible things, and so I came across this company called Hero Soap. It's hard to see with my background, sorry, but it's called Hero Soap, and I found them from a fellow podcaster. I was on her show, she's going to be on mine, the Red the Red Patriot show, and I was like, what is this hero soap? Because I like heroes. And as I look into this hero company, I realize they're local. Not only they're local to Arizona, and I thought that was so cool, but not only that I thought was so cool, they make their products here in the USA, and I think it's just so hard to find anymore. And I wanted to support a company that makes products in the USA, especially if they make products in my home state. And not only that, I especially wanted to support a company that supports military and first responders. So joining me today is veteran Lucas Roey. He is one of the owners of Hero Soap. And so I want to thank you, Lucas, for coming on the program today.
Yeah, thank you, Amber, for having me on. and thanks for the kind words. It's we do run into it a lot where we don't find a whole lot of homegrown companies anymore at this point. So thanks for recognizing that and highlighting us and giving us a little bit of a platform to get on.
Yeah, I was excited actually when I clicked on that link. I was just like, God is so good. So a couple things that drew me to you. Okay, first, number one, like I said, you're local. Number two, you support a military and first responders. And then I love supporting veterans. So thank you for serving our country. But I have been big on getting toxins out of my house for some time. And I have a link to some essential oils. So if anyone's interested, the links is always in the description. And so I've been cutting that out of my house for a long time. And so that's the other thing I was drawn. So tell me about your product a little bit. We just got these. I love them. My husband's like, yeah, we can start switching all of our soaps over to this company. It smells amazing. Yeah. They smell amazing. My son got the first, he got to shower with daddy soap last night. He felt like a big boy. He felt so big.
Oh, that's awesome.
So how did this all come about? How did you get started with this? And tell us about your product.
Yeah. So, we're just two guys working a really boring job at the time and we were tired of it. And as you know, here in Phoenix, we have homeless veterans all over the place under all the viaducts. And I'm not one to really believe that our government is about to do anything to help any of us out. So, saw this as an opportunity to kind of use activism through capitalism. And yes, it's about the soap. At the end of the day, though, I'd say it's more so about helping these guys because our government clearly is not going to do that. So we took an all-natural approach. A lot of soaps out there, your traditional ones, they're full of chemicals, dyes, fragrances, parabens. The FDA has come out quite a few years back and linked breast cancer, some testicular cancer involving parabens. And we don't want our customers to run into those problems. And I would say most people really aren't too keen to how much our skin actually absorbs and the nutrients that are coming through our skin. And we realize every day people are going out there putting those harmful chemicals on their skin, sometimes twice a day. You know, that the extra stinky people out there need that second shower. And if they're just doubling up on that stuff, it's not going to have a good outcome in the long run. So we thought we could introduce something to our customers that would be beneficial compared to what they were using, and then also focus in on something that they actually care about and be able to morph them both together. We've had a lot of people ask if we're 501c. No, we're not. We're a for-profit company. That is our goal, but at the same time, we want to start being able to build a home every single month. That's kind of the end goal for us, to get somebody off the street and give them the chance at a better life.
I love that. You know, my husband and I just were having that conversation the other day about the homeless vets. It's just like, yeah, just like you said, the government really doesn't give a rip about serve our country, put yourself in the line of danger. But when we're done with you, we're going to just throw you to the garbage more or less. Because, you know, if you go to the veteran hospitals, they really don't, in my opinion, do enough for our veterans. I think they could do better. But then you see the homeless vets on top of it and the mental illness on some of them, because especially what some of you guys see when you're in combat. I mean, it's not easy to take a life at all. It's not easy to see death at all. And so that can really mess with you, and they're not doing anything about it. And so the fact that I found a company That's willing to step up. And I love it because you're finally, we have to take what our former President Kennedy said, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And it's more peril now more than ever before. We've been so used to sitting on our butts, absolutely doing nothing because the government will take care of it. Oh, the government will take care of it. We are the government. That's what the Constitution says.
For the people, by the people.
Yes, we are the government. So I don't know why we keep thinking that there's somebody else going to do it. And so, like, I'm super proud to be partnering with a company like that, that is willing to step up and do something because I'm about doing something too. You know, I want to be a part of the solution. Yeah. I'm not going to wait for someone else because truth is no one's coming to rescue us.
We're going to be waiting a long time.
Long time. And in the process, we might not have a country if I keep waiting. So that is something very honorable that you're doing. How long have you guys been in business for?
The end of 2018, we started. Wow. We actually started out of a kitchen inside of a small apartment. Went into a little bit bigger room, then into a garage. Now we're getting all the manufacturing set up and in place so we can fully scale all the way up.
That is so cool.
But yeah,
I'm not joking. I mean, the soap smells amazing. I mean, I love the ones you sent me. Okay, so my son wanted to smell like the forest. The one you sent us.
There we go.
It smelled like the forest. I don't know what that one's called.
Smelled the woods?
The woods. Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that? Duh!
Close.
Hello, that's genius. What are we gonna call that? The woods. Okay, no, that one smells amazing. And then you send us one that has like this peppermint one that smells like pepperminty. It smells really good. And then obviously, I'm a big fan of lavender, and that's the one I grabbed right now. It's a great one, especially you know you can use this on your kids. I mean, I'm using it on my kids because it's safe and gentle, and you're not putting all that harmful chemicals. And you're right, people don't realize how much chemicals they allow in their body between the laundry soap, between their household cleaners, between especially the women with their makeup and all their personal care items and their hair products and then their body wash. And so, like I said, I've been an infertility survivor, and I have to think that it probably has a lot to do with the chemicals that we were you know, using in our house. And like you said, parabens have been linked to breast cancer. And so I just want to say, no, I don't want to have that junk in my home. Do you guys ship nationwide?
Yep. Yeah. So we ship all around the country. Our primary focus is our direct auto ship. It goes out. We match those bars of soap 1-to-1. Try to send them overseas. Sometimes it's way too hot over there for our soap. And we got to send it stateside to some troops. But that's our primary focus. So you help out a vet there every month. You're getting sales donated in, and then you're never having to worry about running out of soap. I'm sure most of the men out there have ran into the situation at least where we run out of our soap. We start using our shampoo a little bit, you know, might use that for 2-3 days. And then we finally remember, oh, crap, I need to stop at Target and get some more. Yeah. So
actually, Lucas, that happened to us, and then he showed up, you know, because he had just ran out of his guy soap, and then they showed up like, perfect, now I don't have to go to Target.
Exactly. Yeah. So we take that stress out of your life. We'll handle your soap for the rest of forever. And the chemical free aspect to it, I think, you know, that alone is not going to create a whole lot of change, but a couple, you know, those little changes throughout your daily habits, as cancer rates and everything else seems to be going up. I think it's one good way to start to pull yourself back away from falling in that direction.
So what I think my audience particularly likes to do, they like to do something, they like to get involved. And so what's really cool about your company is every time you make a purchase, a portion of the sale goes to support military or first responders. And I think that's beautiful. So if you guys want to get involved in helping the greater good, then go to heroes.com/AmberMay, save 10%, get 10% off your purchase. And then you're going to be helping support these homeless veterans, first responders, You're going to be helping to support a local company, a made in the USA product, a company that's co-owned by a veteran himself. So, I mean, I don't see where there's anything negative to say about the company. Like, why wouldn't you want to buy the soap? Why wouldn't you want to get something that's healthy for your family, that's going to support other people? Like there's no,
it's a 360 win all the way around.
Everybody's winning, and that's what I love about it. I'm glad I got to meet you, because now I am able to like tell people about, hey, you got to get this soap, and then all my viewers and listeners get a discount, which is super cool. But not only that, their money is going to go to help people in need. And I just think there's like everyone wins in the situation, you know, everyone's going to be a winner. And I always like to look for win-win-win situations. So do you guys how fast do you think someone could get something? Like if they went and purchased today from your website, like do you know roughly like the turnaround time?
Yeah. So like it's usually being shipped out the next day.
Packages
that are, if you're getting more than two soaps, you're going to get that USPS priority shipped. Sometimes there's some fluctuation, especially around the holiday season with USPS. But typically it's a 3 days and it's at 2 to 3 days and it's at your door.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
We try and get it out as soon as possible.
Oh, good. That's great. I think my people are really going to love it. I know I am excited to meet you. What are some of the most popular scents that you guys cover in your hero soap?
So your son's got good taste. The woods is by far our most common. I absolutely love the peppermint cool. The crunched up menthol gives that nice cool breeze feeling that people might not be expecting right away, but it's pretty awesome. Lavender, a huge seller. To our body washes and even our pet washes. Since we've got no chemicals in there, we've got some pet soap and my dog loves it. I'm sure your guys' dog will too.
Oh yeah, I think so too. So it's not just bar soap. You can tell us a little bit about like, is it body wash, pet soap, bar soap? Is that it? Or you have more?
So we have that. And then we've got our like some clothes, T-shirts you can get, hats you can get, some different shower holders, so you're not setting your soap down on your bathtub, making it all dirty. But
oh, nice!
Yeah, for the most part, it's the body wash, bar soap, and the pet wash.
Oh, I love it! I love it! I'm just excited to meet you. I mean, you've been so cool talking to you the last few days, and then I'm very excited that we got the soap. We started using it right away. So there's stuff like goat's milk. I mean, that's so good for the skin. Yeah. You know, there's like, I was like looking at the ingredients. I'm like, I don't see anything in here that would be horrible for our body. Cause I'm big on labels when it's bringing stuff into my home.
Yeah. There's not much in it. We try and keep it as minimal as possible to prevent having to add any of those chemicals in there. So some of those soaps, there might be, you know, maybe three additional things added outside of the goat milk. So it's plain Jane, natural as can be, but absolutely phenomenal. And alkaline the lather
water,
on it.
I mean, alkaline water. I was like, that's kind of cool. I mean, you don't see that ever. Alkaline water. I think that's pretty cool because a lot of people are going towards the alkaline water. So I thought that was cool. That's what you use for your soaps.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so you guys need to take advantage of this. You can find them on my website at theambermayshow.com. You can always click the link below. I have all my discounts. I have anything I ever talk about. You always need to click the links below and see what I have to offer, because I always post all that stuff. So if you go to heroes.com/AmberMay or use promo code AmberMay, you can save 10% off. So save some money, support a good company. You know, it's better for your body. So ditch that like junk stuff from the grocery store. Get something that's going to help your body and also help fund like a Made in America product, help fund like charities for people that are like serving our community and our nation. And so it's like a win for everybody. So thehero.com/AmberMay, use promo code AmberMay or theambermayshow.com. Thank you, Lucas, so much for coming on the program today. I really appreciate
it. Awesome. Thanks for inviting me on, Amber.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.